Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Our discussion regards to the conduct of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards his companions. If you want to learn more about the style, andaz and unique, impeccable character and conduct of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards his staff, towards his people, his companions and his servants and slaves, Allahu Akbar. Stay tuned and locked with us until the end of today's program. We will also be highlighting some virtues and blessings of this ummah. To know your status as being the ummati of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, we would be able to determine the maqam which Allah has granted this nation, and subhanallah, what is the downfall of us as individuals which has caused us to lose the plot and to be far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense of not performing virtuous deeds, dear viewers. So inshallah azawajal, we are going to mention and recite some ayat of the Qur'an Pak. We're going to listen to a naat and kalam as we go along in our program for now. Allah azawajal states in the Holy Qur'an Pak, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You, the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the best among all those nations which appeared among the people. Allahu Akbar. So you are the best among all those nations which appeared among the people. This is a great virtue and blessings, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you the best. Allahu Akbar. Yani before, no nation compares to the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So the preserved tablet, yani Lohe Mahfuz, records this nation as the most superior. Allahu Akbar. And previous nations were foretold of the Muhammadiyan nation, dear viewers, that this ummah will be coming. Allahu Akbar. So, is the honor of being the best ummah specific to certain people, or it is applicable to all people of this ummah? Are certain individuals exalted and their status have been highlighted, or is this narration for the entire ummah, dear viewers of Madani Channel? So, there are some views with regards to this as well. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the best of people are those from my time, then those who will follow them, and then those who will follow them. According to this hadith, subhanallah, the companions are the most superior believers, followed by their students, and then the earlier people of this ummah are superior to the latter ones, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So the entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is included in being the best. So we are fortunate, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many exclusivities and specialities and virtues and honor of this ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such honor and such privileges weren't granted to the previous nations, but Allah azza wa jalla has granted to this ummah, so that subhanallah, we could attain more closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, granting this ummah permission to perform tayammum in the absence of water is a blessing. Subhanallah. Designating water as a means of removing filth is a blessing for this ummah, that we use water to attain paki and purity. The blessing of Friday prayer in this ummah, subhanallah, Jumu'ah is the best day of the week for us. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed so much of barakah and blessings in the congregational prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has made plague a means of martyrdom for this ummah. It's a means of mercy and rahmah, while plague as a sickness was a punishment for the earlier nations, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Glad tidings of Allah Kareem accepting all our du'as and supplications is the blessing of this ummah. Making wudu a means of purification from gunas and sins is a blessing for this ummah. All these are various other narrations from which we understand the maqam and the status of this nation. There is no one in the ummah that will be left out of this mercy, dear viewers. Every person is included. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you know, dear viewers, this is that ummah, that the pious individuals of this ummah will intercede on the day of Qiyamah for the sinful people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The people from this ummah that are punished for their deeds in this world will come on the day of judgment, purified from all sins and gunas, dear viewers. It's a privilege and honor for this ummah. So, likewise, there are so many other privileges and honors that were granted to this ummah and no other ummah. Allahu Akbar. 70,000 people from this ummah will enter paradise without any hisab or kitab. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This ummah has been gifted 5 daily prayers, which are the means of forgiveness. This ummah pays 2.5% zakat, whereas in the previous nations they would pay 25% of zakat, dear viewers. All these privileges and honor that we see, dear viewers, it's because of being the ummatis and the followers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To the extent that even the punishments that descended on the earlier ummats will not descend upon this ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In comparison with the earlier ummahs, dear viewers, the lifespans and actions of those of this ummah are less, as we can see, 50, 60 years last, after which a person has to leave. We don't live long lives as those people had lived. But our rewards, the thawab that this ummah gets in this limited lifespan is much more as compared to those who came before, dear viewers. All these are those privileges and honors Allah Azawajalla has granted to the ummah of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For the sake of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Azawajalla has granted us all these favors. So along with all these favors, dear viewers, what we need to categorize and understand is that know your worth. You have this honor that even great Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam made dua to be part of this nation and part of this ummah. And the trait of this ummah and the habits of this ummah. Ask yourself this question. And am I keeping up to the state of this ummah? Am I keeping up to the virtues of the ummah, which Allah and His Rasul have mentioned to us? Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised this ummah in the previous books, in previous scriptures. Our actions contrary to what has been written, or is in accordance to what has been written, dear viewers? What have been mentioned? Our virtue is this. Subhanallah, that other ummats have known about the virtues of this ummah, but are our actions in accordance to those things, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar, what are the downfalls of Muslims? What are those actions which causes the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, which causes for those blessings and barakah to leave from our homes? There are so many aspects in our lives, Allahu Akbar, if you want to become more stable and more better, complete Muslims, dear viewers. Today our discussion is the conduct of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his companions, with his staff, with his servants. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that personality, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, that beholding him and making his ziyarah brings peace and sukoon, tranquility and happiness to one's heart. Allahu Akbar. To love him is a sign and nishani of complete iman and faith. It is success in both worlds. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many servants. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Asla'a bin Shariq radiyallahu anhu used to load the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camels. Ayman bin Ubaid radiyallahu anhu was responsible for the utensils used for washing. Allahu Akbar. He would bring them to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever it was required. These are those servants and khuddam that were in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were always wishing to serve the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an as the muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would call out the adhan and call people towards a prayer. But do you also know, dear viewers, he was the financial advisor, or yani in charge of the expenses regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family. Subhanallah. This was the duty and the responsibility of Sayyiduna Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Likewise, his son Aslami radiyallahu an, he used to escort the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conveyance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. King Najashi of Abyssinia, rahmatullahi alayhi, he sent his nephew Dhu Mikhmar radiyallahu an in place of himself. For what reason? To serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the kings had taken this as an honor that they would love to serve the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if they could not make it for whatever reason, as you can see in this narration, they would even send their own people in place of them. And the reason for sending any person was to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rabi'a Aslami radiyallahu an. What a companion. This companion had the duty of looking after and presenting the utensils used for wudu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So those utensils which used to contain the water for wudu, this companion was in charge of that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu an. This companion escorted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to perform Umrah, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Other great companions like Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu an. What a companion. He had the honor of putting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak and sacred shoes upon his blessed feet. What an honor and privilege. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu an. He was an accomplished poet and well versed in Quranic sciences, dear viewers. He knew many rules and regulations. Considering it an honor and privilege, this person who was a famous poet and well versed in the Quran, he escorted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mule during his journeys. He would hold the rein and escort the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. How honored and how fortunate are these companions of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to this narration, Mughira bin Shu'ban radiyallahu an, this companion was responsible for carrying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's weaponry. The weaponry was handled and carried by this companion, dear viewers. So, in all those tasks that we have just mentioned now, dear viewers, it is common for people like us to display shortcomings in carrying them out. You know, hard reactions are often noticed and seen in response when a person doesn't get what he wants. You got so many staff working for you, Allahu Akbar. If they will cause any problem or they would make a problem and not carry out the duty and responsibility as it's supposed to, a person would lose his mind, but maybe be sacrificed upon the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Maybe be qurban and sacrificed upon his andaz, upon his impeccable conduct, who displayed the highest level of compassion and kindness to those around him. This is also an aspect, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, that we do not consider. We do not think about. It is common for people to, you know, perceive those who serve them as lowly. Ye banda meri khidmat karta hai, so I am higher than him because I am being served and he is the server. Yet, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted greatness to those who love him by keeping them close to himself. Such mahabba and love he showered on them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is unbelievable. So no doubt, dear viewers of Madani channel, his perfect andaz, perfect, you know, humility. And it showed that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no arrogance, no pride. Subhanallah. His love was for all, dear viewers. All the companions, alayhimur ridwan, assumed as if they were loved the most. This is the style of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he shown equal love and so much of love to his companions that each one of them felt and assumed that I am the one who's loved the most. Where do we bring such examples from, dear viewers? What the greatest ummah. We have so much to follow. We have so much to follow into the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those andaz and those narrations which shall make us obedient, which shall make us pious, which shall remove the rust and the worldly calamities which has captured our hearts and our minds, which has not allowed us to move further and attain the closeness of Allah azza wa jalla. You know, dear viewers of Madani channel, Some people consider it their right to shout or to hurt and to fight with their workers. Jihad for those employees, either verbally or physically. You know, harm on other people by humiliating them. But our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's immaculate conduct was free from such flaws. Never would he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever do this. In fact, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha explains that the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla never ever struck a servant or a female. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, he had the honor of serving the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a very, very young age. Speaking of his experience, subhanallah, he explained, he says, I always serve the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for whatever, but he never ever asked, why did you do this? Or regarding any other thing, why did you do that? He says, as for subhanallah, one day he says, I was asked to do a certain task. One day the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla sent me to carry out some task, to which I replied, by Allah, I will not go. In my heart, however, I was actually fully prepared to carry out any task that was given to me by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, I went out to fulfill the task. And I came across some children playing in the marketplace. Bacche hain, to bacche khel rahe the. Suddenly, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal came and held me from the back of my neck. I looked towards him and I found him smiling at me. All he said was, little Anas, radiyallahu anhu, are you going to where I have told you to go? Allahu Akbar. So he says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Ya Nabi Allah, I am heading towards the direction where you have sent me. He says, then I left, but I did not get any scolding or shouting from the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this is his unique andaz and unique style which attracted his companions so much. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In today's day and age, we cause controversy and fights and arguments amongst the staff, dear viewers. We are unable to treat them equally. We are unable to fulfill their needs, dear viewers of Madini channel. The employees are always found fulfilling the needs of the bosses, of the CEOs, of the managers, of those who are above them. But subhanallah, do we as bosses, do brothers out there who are in charge of their companies also are in giving terms, whereas they also fulfill the needs and try their level best to fulfill the needs of their employees and staff members? The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla made it his responsibility and duty to fulfill the need of all those who served him. Subhanallah. Yet he would do things by himself at times. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha has mentioned, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal would fix his own shoes, would patch his own clothes, would carry out the household chores, dear viewers. He would make his own bed, subhanallah. What a unique Nabi. What a unique Nabi. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, we are the followers of such a great Nabi. And if this ummah has such great status, then why aren't we keeping up to that which has been mentioned about us, dear viewers of Madini channel? Subhanallah. So we have the greatest Rasul, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has made it more concrete by feeding us that ishq and mahabba when he says, Zameen o zaman tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye zameen o zaman tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye chuno chuna tumhare liye bane do jahan tumhare liye dahan mein saza tumhare liye badan mein hai jaan tumhare liye dahan mein saza tumhare liye badal hai ja tumhare liye hum aaye yahan tumhare liye uthe bahar tumhare liye
ہمارے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے ہی وہاں زمان تمہارے لیے مکینوں مکہ تمہارے لیے چنینوں چنا تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں تمہارے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. So yes, we also have a kalam which we're going to be listening to recited by our Naat Khan of Da'awat Islam inshallah azawajal, and he would further illuminate our hearts with Naati Rasul Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are going to return back inshallah, and we are going to continue with our discussion that we are having currently at this very moment. Dear viewers, kindly stay locked in tune with us and kindly share this with others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now inshallah, we're going to break for this beautiful kalam that we're going to listen to, and when we do return, we are going to continue with our discussion for the next few moments. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بلا لو اپنے در پر اب تو غم خانہ بدوشوں کو پھرے کب
چنگاری اسی خواہش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چسوے من گزر آری من مسکین زنا داری فدا شنالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسو جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دل پشمردہ سیاں یا رسول اللہ
تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہ ہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ کہے اس دم زیجا میں ہو بے تو مستم بزن جی نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندا یا رسول اللہ
سودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ
سیاہی دفتر عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں پر ہے اور آنکھیں ہیں میری نم ذکر دعا خیش ہے رانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا زیسیا یا رسول
سرے محشر محمد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہ گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکن محروم جا میرا درا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجرا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا زیسیا یا رسول اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ تنم فرسودہ جا پارا زی ہجرہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a beautiful کلام دی آف یوز مدنی چینل. May Allah کریم sanctify our hearts and our souls. May Allah کریم grant us full blessings and barakah and satisfaction of the hearts with the love of Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. We are discussing the prophetic conduct and his prophetic approach, his unique style, impeccable character and andaz towards his companions, towards his sahaba, towards his servants and slaves, dear viewers. The Prophet's andaz of rectifying people was completely different, subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is exactly what we are discussing today, of how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rectified people and how he corrected. It is common, dear viewers, for people like us in our society to adopt a harsh attitude towards domestic helpers, our workers, Allahu Akbar. And sometimes these people consider themselves lucky if they can even escape from such jobs. But they either have to do it because of salary, because of commitments in life, and they are unable to move. But if they have a chance to walk away from that work, from that job description, they would do so. But this was a total opposite situation and condition when it came to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, companions and his mubarak ashab wanted every single opportunity to be in the company of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, simply because of his way of treating others, dear viewers. He treated those who served him in such a good manner that they considered it an honor to draw closer to him and sacrifice their life for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many examples can be given, like the example of Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu was only at the age of 8. He was captured by the enemies and he was sold at a market, dear viewers. And the market where he was sold, he was purchased by Hazrat Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam radiyallahu anhu, who then gifted him to his paternal aunt, Hazrat Sayyidina Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So when she married the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she appointed Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu to serve our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine when Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu was in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? According to one narration, his brother had spotted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And they got to learn and know that Zayd bin Haritha is a servant in the prophetic court. When they learnt of this, dear viewers, they came to the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said in the court of the beloved Rasul, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send Zayd bin Haritha back to us. He was captured by the enemies. He was sold. He is your servant. But now we have come to relieve him. What I'm trying to explain is the andaz and the conduct of resolving this problem. He served for so many years. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no issue and matter with this. When he heard this, he said, fine, there is no problem. Let's call Zayd and ask Zayd what he wishes for. If he wishes to go with you, I will never stop Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu. Hearing this, Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu, he declared, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not give preference to anyone, any person over you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. His own brother mentions, I considered the opinion of my brother better than mine because I advised him to leave the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but he sought to remain close to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus, his opinion was better than mine as he chose to be in the company of Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine, dear viewers, he had an opportunity of being free, but he said to his family that leave and I would not come with you because
I do not wish and desire to leave the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This can only be the case when the treatment given is on that level, dear viewers, that you choose to remain a slave and never a free person. Allahu Akbar. The slavery and being the khadim and the servant of Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best job of the world, dear viewers. How fortunate are these companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Kya baat hai? If any of his servants were sick, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to pay them a visit. He would go to console them, to present condolences. Allahu Akbar. At times, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even found lowering them in their qabr if they had passed away. He was found giving ghusl to them as well. Allahu Akbar. And these examples can only be found in the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, a question comes to mind, dear viewers. This is that ummah who has so many virtues. Are we keeping up to those virtues, dear viewers, which have been described in the previous books and scriptures about the virtues of this ummah? We are so fortunate. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has penned this beautiful kalam, and over and again he mentions and he writes those kalams which increases the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. There is no doubt, dear viewers. He says,
Kon deta hai dene ko munh chahiye, kon deta hai dene ko munh chahiye, kon deta hai dene ko munh chahiye. سے بالا لا لا ہمارا نبی کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر ہمارا نبی سب سے لا 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 ہمارا نبی سب سے لا لا ہمارا نبی.
اللہ اللہ اللہ, the greatest رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ ایک لمحے کے لیے سوچے, think for a moment. People desire for their servants to fulfill their every need. Isse pehle ki hum kuch mange, isse pehle ki hum kuch kare, hum kuch kahein, ye jo khadim hai, wo mera kaam kar le. This is what every person wants when he employs a person, dear viewers. On the other hand, they are never found fulfilling all the responsibilities of that servant. Agar hame kuch chahiye, to hum apne khadim se karwate hain. Lekin agar khadim ko kuch chahiye, if he is in need of something, do we fulfill their most urgent desires and needs at times? Allah, Allah, Allah. Lekin, Sarkari do Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka jo pyara pyara tariqa tha, his Mubarak way and his Mubarak andaz, dear viewers, was to be mindful of the needs of his servants. Careful with regards to the needs of his servants. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask them, aap poocha karte the, ki do you need anything? So once a servant said, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, ji haan, mujhe to hajat hai. Allahu Akbar, I need something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that servant, what do you need? What do you desire? The khadim responded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mujhe aapki shafaat ki hajat hai. I need your intercession on the day of reckoning, on the day of judgment. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Who guided you about this matter, O my companion? Who told you to ask this? He says, my Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. So the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, of course, if you want my shafa'at, if you require my intercession, so help me by prostrating a lot. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him, what a beautiful advice, that keep making sajdas, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Help me by prostrating to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala so that you could attain that intercession on the Day of Judgment. So the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to inquire from his workers, from his companions, from his servants, what were their needs? What were their desires? Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And he would even make dua for them. He would supplicate for them. He would not only fulfill their needs, but even make dua for them. On many occasions, dear viewers, Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, she requested, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas, yani Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he serves you, he's your khadim, so make dua for him. Thus, our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. He says, O Allah Kareem, increase him in his wealth and offspring, and grant him the blessings in what you have granted him. Subhanallah. Increase it for him, grant more barakah in it for him. The beloved Rasul used to supplicate for his workers, for his servants, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Don't you know the waqiyah in the beautiful, heart-touching story and account of Hazrat Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu an? Allahu Akbar. This companion said, I would serve the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my entire day would be spent in fulfilling his needs, to the point that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer Isha Salah. Yani Isha tak sara din isi mein mera guzra karta tha. Allahu Akbar. After Isha Salah, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to his Mubarak home, and I would sit at his blessed door, thinking that perhaps maybe if the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs something, then I would listen to his Mubarak voice, and then I would of course present myself. So he says, I used to then sit at the door, darwaze ke paas mein baitha karta tha aur mein sunta tha. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be reciting, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Allahu Akbar. He says, this invocation and wazifa would continue to be heard until I became tired or either I returned. And if that was not the case, and shayad kabhi kabhi mujhe neend bhi aaya karta tha, I used to sleep at that place, waiting for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call for me. So Sayyidina Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu anhu says, as per his routine, he says, one day at night, I brought the water for wudu, as he was in charge with regards to the utensils used for wudu. So he came in the prophetic court, and at that moment, the prophetic mercy was at its peak. Subhanallah, Darya Rahmat, it was in Josh. So the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla declared, oh, Rabi'a, ask. Ask for whatever you want. Subhanallah. Now, because Rabi'a Aslami radiallahu anhu was a sahabi, a companion of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would witness the greatness of the Prophet's authority with his own eyes, day and night. Allahu Akbar. And he knew, ye wo bargah hai ki jahan manga jata hai, phir rad nahi kiya jata hai. Ye wo bargah hai ki jo bhi hum mange, wo pura kiya jayega. Allahu Akbar. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask for your companionship in paradise. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, is there anything else? Aw ghayra dhalik? O Rabi'a, is there anything else that you require? Or just this? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only require your companionship in paradise. Upon which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed and said, help me in your matter through prostrating abundantly. If you want shafa'at, if you want companionship, if these are things that you desire, then help me by prostrating abundantly. Subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully,
Aata hai faqiro pe unhe pyar kuch aisa, Aata hai faqiro pe unhe pyar kuch aisa, उन्हें प्यार कुछ ऐसा,
भीख दे और कहे मंगते का भला हो, खुद भीख दे और कहे मंगते का भला हो।
Allahu Akbar. This is how much he would love his servants and those who asked from him, that besides giving, dear viewers, he would even make dua to Allah. Besides giving you and fulfilling your need that you have come to his door, besides getting what you have come for, he would even ask Allah before you asked him, oh Allah, give this person whatever he wants. He would even supplicate and make dua for you. Just as he made dua for Hazrat Anas radiyallahu an, Hazrat Rabi'a Aslami radiyallahu an, so many other companions, Allahu Akbar, that gained dua from the prophetic court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So serving, dear viewers, and treating your staff well is of high importance. You may be performing many umrahs, many hajj, giving charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal. But if our conduct is very incorrect with our staff members, those who work under us, what face do we show to the beloved Rasul on the day of Qiyamah? Companions adhered to the command of the beloved Rasul instantly and immediately. A person was twisting the ear of his slave. When the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla passed by, he said to that person, oh, the one twisting the ear of his servant, Allah Azza wa Jalla has more power over you than you have over him. Allahu Akbar. Instantly this person stopped and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I free this person for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So as I said, dear viewers, all these are those unique habits and conduct which wins the heart of those who are less fortunate, those who are weak. Especially this andaz of visiting them when they are sick, when they are ill. Do you know there was a Jewish boy who used to serve the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the boy once fell sick. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him. Sitting by his bedside, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that boy to accept Islam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at this young man and advising him to accept Islam. And when he was said this, he was looking at his father's face. And his father then told him, oh my son, accept whatever Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to you. Thus the boy accepted Islam. He became a Muslim. Allah, 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 Allah. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left that house and he came outside, the Sahaba Ikram mentioned, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who saved the boy from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. So, just as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically taught us how to treat, and especially the often marginalized section of society, the weaker ones, jo kam kamate hain ya jo sochte hain ki hum kamzor hai society mein, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given their rights, never violated their rights, given them love, shafqat, muhabbat, and he won their hearts, dear viewers, and he protected their rights as well by making it concrete to the guys who are more powerful. You know what beautiful ahadith, dear viewers? In one hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O people, give the worker his wage before his sweat dries. Strict instructions from our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not pay them after making them cry, making them work so hard. There are many people who literally live from hand to mouth. They live for the day. They don't have any idea what they're going to be eating tomorrow. They have no accounts built. They have no investments. They depend on that salary which you pay. And at times we delay their payments, dear viewers. On the one hand, the Prophet ﷺ says, give the worker his wages before his sweat dries. On the other hand, leave alone their sweat, we have made their tears dry as well. Unke aansu tak sukh chuke hain, unke paise nahi dete. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against not paying wages, not paying them on time, or not even paying them in full. Do you know what's the narration, dear viewers? He states, there are three people from this ummah whom I will advocate against on the day of judgment. There are three types of people whom I will advocate against on the day of judgment. Number one, he says, the one who took an oath in my name and he broke it. He took a qasam, an oath in my name, and he broke it. Number two, the one who sold a free person and ate his price. And number three, the one who employed someone and made him do the full job. Aur pura kaam jab ho jaye, to usko uski tankha na diya jaye. He was not paid his salary. He was not paid his wage. So these are those three people whom I will advocate against on the Day of Judgment. Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Allahu Akbar. The greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he encouraged overlooking at the mistakes, dear viewers. Even if they made it repeatedly. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, agar koi kaam karne wala bar bar galti kare, to kitne martaba hame use muaf karna chahiye? How often should we forgive our servants? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated 70 times every day. A person should forgive his servant. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to the servants as our brothers and strongly advised his Sahaba ikram that we treat them well because those servants are our brothers as well. Subhanallah, treat your brothers well. Treat your servants well. Allah Azza wa Jalla placed their supervision in your hands to supervise them, to make sure that they are clothed well, they are fed well, they are kept well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem states, the final words of Allah's Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when leaving this mundane world, he said, Salah, yani remain mindful about Salah and fear Allah Azza wa Jalla regarding those slaves who are in your ownership. So these are the messages and the statements and the teachings of Islam with regards to the staff. And Islam is so sensitive with regards to how you treat your members, your staff, people that work under you. What do you think Islam will emphasize and speak about when it comes to blood relations, closer relationships such as your parents, your siblings, your cousins, maternal side, paternal side? Lots of emphasis, dear viewers. The more closer the rishta, the more importance to maintain a good relation, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem forgive us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on our souls. We say shukran to all the viewers who watch today's program. And keep watching Madani channel and share this only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, stay good, be good, and do good wherever you are. Remember, this is the mission and the maqsad of your da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom.